This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. How much of your day is spent doing things that you have to do as opposed to doing things that you get to do? Now, my experience, the people who've built the most fulfilling lifestyles for themselves, the most successful lives, are those that spend the majority of their time, the bulk of their time in the I get to zone. And this isn't because they've gotten really good at like delegating all of their have to do's, although it's true to a certain extent, but rather because they've redefined the way that they perceive their lives. They go from I have to do to I get to do, right? So I'm on the phone with my cousin the other day. I'm talking to him. I'm saying, hey, man, what's up? What's going on? What you doing? He goes, man, I'm in my office finishing up a bunch of work-related shit that I have to do. Notice how he refers, first of all, to his work as shit that he has to do, which is ridiculous. And if I told you that he hated his job, it probably wouldn't surprise you, right? Now, it should go without saying that when we're working on stuff and it's got our name attached to it, then we probably shouldn't refer to it as shit, right? The other thing, though, and more importantly, is that we should be mindful of the difference between have to do's versus get to do's. Now, people who say I have to do or I have to do X, Y, Z are slaves, victims, people who really don't have any other choice, right? Other than to do whatever it is that they have to do, quote unquote. Now, these are situations probably that most of us would prefer not to be in. And the way to change that is to go again from I have to or I have to do to I get to do. Now, this super simple little modification of meaning can make a massive difference in the quality of your life and the way you approach your work and people that you surround yourself with and talk to on a day-to-day basis. Now, some examples of I have to versus I get to are, here's some common ones. So I have to versus I get to go to work. So I have to go to work, right? A lot of people say that. You might say it. I've said it before. Now, when we realize, though, that most people don't even have a job, right? That really kind of changes our perspective a little bit, right? Because then you become privileged rather than being enslaved, right? Now, maybe you don't have the job that you absolutely love yet. Maybe you're not passionate about it. Maybe it's not exactly what you want to be doing, but hey, you know what? You've got a job. You've got a job that provides you with the means to fill your fridge with food to pay your bills, which heck, that's a lot more than 2.2 billion other people around the globe can say. When you think of it that way, it's easier to shift your perspective, isn't it? By the way, did you know that if you're making over 34 G's a year, if you're making over $34,000 a year, which is peanuts compared to, you know, which is peanuts just from most of our perspectives, at least in the West, in the Western world, in the United States, most folks think that 34 G's isn't much at all. But really and truly, if your income is $34,000 a year or higher, then you're already part of the 1%. You're already part of the 1% income bracket of people who earn the most in the world. That makes you elite. You're already making more than 99% of the world. Now, do you get to go to work now, or do you still have to go to work? Right? You can just, that just requires a tiny shift in perspective. When you get grateful for what you have, rather than feeling like, you know, it sucks or blah, blah, blah. Sure, it might not be exactly where you want to be yet, but hey, at least you've got a job. A lot of people are still unemployed in the US and obviously abroad, where people don't even have the opportunity to have a job or go to work. So that's cool. That's pretty cool to get to go to work, isn't it? I have to. Let's look at another example here. I have to go to school. That's a common one, isn't it? Majority of kids in third world countries don't even get to go to school. They don't even get a freaking pencil, right? 32 million American adults are functionally illiterate. My grandma was part of that statistic. She couldn't even read. She couldn't even tell time. Maybe that's why I am so grateful for being able to read, for having gotten an education, for having a huge library here filled with books that have helped me build my business, that have helped me expand my mind, that have helped me develop as a human being, as a person, right? How powerful is that, right? Now do you have to go to school still, or do you get to go to school? Do you have to get an education, or do you get to get an education? Do you have to learn this thing, or do you get to learn this thing? Just again, it's just a short, tiny little difference in perspective. That's all it is. Even something small like, you know, I have to change this diaper, right? To I get to change my daughter's diaper. I'm grateful to even have a healthy baby girl to call my daughter. I'm grateful to even have a drawer full of diapers to change her with whenever she poops, right? I don't have to change her diaper now. I get to change her diaper. Big deal. So redefine your have to do's to get to do's. Turn them into get to do's. Go from have to do to get to do. When you have to do something, you become a victim of your circumstances, i.e., you become a slave. You become a victim. You become someone who doesn't have a choice. But when you go from have to do to get to do, big difference right there. Now you become a person of privilege. You become a person who has choices, who has a choice. You get to do this. Think about what you associate when you say, I get to do this, or I got to do that. I got to talk to this person. I got to go to this place. I got to do this thing, this activity. You know, big deal, big shift in perspective. And it doesn't take much. Modify your meanings and you can totally change the trajectory of your life, your experience. You know, the quality, I'll leave you with this, the quality of your language determines the quality of our lives. Higher quality of language filled with high quality words leads to a higher quality of life filled with high quality experiences. Live like you give a damn.